Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Lance on his way to Belize this morning. He's hopping on a plane. I believe it's a 9 o'clock flight, so he might be getting into his car pretty soon. They're going, and he's going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow on the show. They actually have... How about he was in California and he couldn't do it live?
Are we trusting that he's going to be in Belize and be able to do this?
Yeah, I believe he's already talked it out where he can get into a router. He can, you know, plug into a router. It's not all about the Wi-Fi.
We'll see.
Blobly, blah, blah, blah. And he's going to be able to get this job done. Well, yeah.
Let's be clear here. He's in a foreign country in Central America. You are guaranteeing he'll be here for tomorrow's show?
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing anything.
He might not even get up, to be honest with you. He might forget that he actually has a job to do.
Is it so? Della's in here, and Raheel's going to join us at 9:30 right here on ESPN 97.5. And I think if we just said to start the show, I think we could save a good 4 hours today. Last night blew. All right, our teams suck. They can't. Okay, who was worse offensively, Rockets or Astros? And this is arguable.
Well, it is proportional because the Rockets did score points, but they didn't do it efficiently.
No.
And the Astros scored none. But that's.
But they did get five singles.
This five singles equate to.
Which is like a bunch of 2 point, 40%, shooting 40% and getting 2 point baskets.
Well, the way
because it was actually a reversal of teams last night. The Jazz were wearing the Rockets uniform. Who would Joe Ingles be on the Rockets?
Oof. He would be a more athletic version of Ryan Anderson.
Ryan, okay. You could see, like, 7 years ago, Ryan Anderson actually shooting like Joe Ingles. 10 for 13, 7 of 9. Could that dude miss?
Not last night.
Oh, my God.
And how many open shots did he get really early in that game? The Jazz made an adjustment, which I thought they would do. They tried to play the way they normally played in game one, maybe keeping Donovan Mitchell off the ball more because, well, he's not their starting point guard. Ricky Rubio is, and he hasn't played the first two games. And then they realized, hey, our best way of actually maybe, you know, being cohesive on offense is to have Donovan Mitchell initiate. And how many easy dunks? He didn't shoot the ball well early or late, but how many easy dunks in that first half or that first quarter that Rudy Gobert get? How many dives to the basket off the pick and roll did he get? And Joe Ingles was standing wide open because of all the attention being paid to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. That sucked. Boy, oh boy, what a crap night that was.
I do appreciate the Rockets allowing new Corey Brewer to do things against them. Like, didn't Alec Burke, you remember Corey Brewer a couple seasons ago in that playoff run where they beat the Clippers and eventually lost to Golden State? Corey Brewer would go 1-on-4, make layups, and you're like, what the hell is he doing? And he would make them. That's what Alec Burke looks like last night. He was a guy who went.
You can have the reign of Alec Burks come down on you, but it ain't coming down on me.
He was 7-for-11. He's not a jump shooter, but how often was he making at full speed runs to the rim? And the Rockets did nothing to get in his way.
Well, they couldn't. How are you going to stop an Alec Burks? What is wrong with it? Man, they had so many layups. They had so. The Rockets defense, all that talk about the defense, and even to Reggie Miller to start. Well, the difference is this Rockets defense. That's the difference, and that's the difference. Not last night. Holy crap! How many freaking open looks and layups? And oh yeah, that's right. Everything in that game changed. They were making all the threes. The Rockets were 10 for 37 from three. They were getting all the easy inside looks for their center. Clint Capella played well, but that's only, and oh, by the way, again, James, every once in a while, when you're about a foot from the basket, you can actually just finger roll it or, you know, teardrop it or whatever. You don't have to get it to Clint Capela every time because sometimes he can't get there. I mean, there were so many times I'm like, James, just shoot that ball. What are you doing? I understand you want to get Clint Capela. He's your best. I don't know. Those two must go to. I don't know. Does Clint like booty bars?
We don't know that yet.
We're not sure about it.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
Are those two rolling hard? Those two riding dirty together?
There was a moment after game one. I don't know. I don't even know if people still say that, to be honest.
Riding dirty?
And isn't that about like drugs? I don't think that's about strip clubs.
I thought you meant booty bars. I've never heard them called booty
bars. Booty bars. Well, for James, they're not. I think James enjoys. James enjoys the backside as opposed to the front. That's what, as I understand it.
Do you think they are labeled booty bars?
No, that's what I like to call
them.
I like to call them booty bars.
I don't know if Clint likes to go to, as you put it, booty bars, but we know James does. I think they're pretty close. During the press conference after game one, Clint made the point that we wanted to come out and something along the lines that we wanted to beat them from start to finish, but he used the term tip to end.
Sounds like a James turn to me.
And James was like, pause. Like, which means, all right, Clint, you're using the wrong phrasing here. Okay. He just, a slight pause that only people who know what he meant by saying pause would even get. It was like a light thing. And Chris Paul had his hand over his face laughing because he was like, Clint, I know you're from Switzerland, but you don't say tip to end at a press conference.
I kind of like it.
So, well, maybe they're close.
So there you go. There's more proof that Capela and James are running hard. Because something is going on because dude, he's got to get just teardrop it, James. Okay. You can shoot better than 9 for 22, 2 for 10. And some of the 3-pointers that James was throwing up last night. Yeah, this is what you got to put up with. Listen, it was one game. It was a scary game though. I mean, because it was like the two teams reversed their entire character. It was amazing how good they were at playing rocket ball. And in the middle of the third quarter, well, actually, about second quarter, I'm like, you know, I'm surprised that neither of these guys that Reggie Miller is not pointing out, the Jazz are, for some reason, playing rocket ball. Why would they want to run up and down as hard as they possibly can? And while they were building a huge lead, why would they want to do that? Because that's just playing into the Rockets' hands. Well, as it turns out, they were playing a game that the Rockets actually couldn't play last night.
You don't want, you know, we talked about earlier the Rockets' defense and how good it's been, and it didn't show up last night. You don't want the Rockets to be set defensively, and it's happening in the Pelicans Golden State series. Now the Pelicans couldn't hold on in game two, but they're shooting the ball as quickly as possible because they don't want to go against Golden State's defense when it's set. And I would imagine the Jazz have decided we're not going to beat the Rockets in a half court game when they have their defense set up and ready to go. So let's push the ball. Let's try to beat them off the dribble. How many times did Exum, a guy who we don't look at as an offensive player, beat a Rocket guy off the dribble and either lob it to Favors or Gobert or throw it out to Ingles for a wide open shot?
Yep.
I think the Jazz have decided we're not going to beat this team in a style that plays in a half court because the Rockets are really good in the half court. We are going to attack their feet defensively and make them guard us on the perimeter. And if we beat them off the dribble, we got guys who can make shots or dunk or catch lobs and dunk the ball.
Yeah. And that's what they did. They had their way last night. The Rockets they came into the Rockets booty bar and they had their way with the Rockets.
Who's the prime dancer for the Rockets in this booty bar?
I think we know who the prime dancer is for the Rockets.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to be in that booty bar if it's all Rockets.
I know it's Ryan Anderson. That's who it is.
No, it's not. No. He's the least likely dancer at the booty bar.
Well, he's the one with the flat butt. Nobody.
We like to call that pancake booty, John.
Pancake booty.
He's got, his game is like a pancake booty.
Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Nobody wants that. Well, they came in and they had their way last night. They sure did. And so did the Yankees. And yet another wonderful hitting performance. And you can find my article.
You've got your Sports Map article up?
You can find it on sportsmap.com. You may have heard this before.
Here we go.
You may have heard about how, well, okay, I want all the people, how many rings do you have? I trust in AJ and I trust in Luno. And shut up, John. They're 20 and 12 and they're fourth in run scored. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? They suck offensively right now. This is the 10th time. Charlie brought this to the table yesterday. And we looked it up. And, well, the 10th time that they've scored one or zero runs in a game. That's the most in baseball.
Out of 32 games.
Out of 32 games. That's nearly one. They stink like booty. Why is booty such a subject this morning?
I don't know. You keep bringing it up.
Why? What? Because, well, I mean, I think it's because of Jeff. Jeff from Salt Lake.
Oh, did you see a Jeff from Salt Lake impersonator
last
night?
Yes, I saw
night?
Jeff in Salt Lake at the game last night. They smell like bottom right now offensively. Good Lord. Can you please hit? And I put out my lineup on SportsMap. And, oh my God, that guy died when Patrick Beverly's mom hit $1. He died right on the Price is Right.
Thought he had a win.
Pat Bev's mom.
And she's wearing an NBA shirt or something that says NBA on it. NBA mom, is that what it says?
I don't know. She won a car. How about that?
Pat Beverly's like, Ma. I bought you two cars that are better than that last year.
Right.
I think she gave a shout out to Houston, too.
She did?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, did she win two cars?
Did she win
you win both if you're within, I think, $2,000.
You win. She won two cars and a trip to Madagascar.
You win both prize packages, however they term it.
She probably won a car earlier in the show. That's probably what it was.
Well, she got two. I don't know what she's going to do with them.
That's nice. Good for her. Like, she needed it. She needed two Ford
Economy
Escorts.
Cars.
Two Ford Escorts.
I'm sure Pat hasn't taken care of her yet.
I'm sure. Pat, it's like,
you better keep them cars, Mom. Yeah.
You best get that.
I'm not buying you a car.
Well, I will say this, though. When Pat was here, Black Horse Limo, he spoke for Black Horse Limo. Pat's mom liked to use the limo service, okay?
You want to drop some information, John?
No. She liked to use the service.
Let me play something out here. When you use the limo service, you usually have, let's call them some pops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we know that about Patrick Beverly's mom?
No. I think she just liked to go to the store in it. Hey, can you guys pick me up? I need to go to HEB.
When your son's an NBA player, you can roll like that.
Right, yeah. Right. She'd get out of the stretch and pick up some toilet paper and some paper towels.
More room for groceries in the back.
That's right.
Yeah.
No. But Justin said, Pat's mom likes to use the service.
So you want us to pick you up at 2 in the afternoon and you only want us for an hour? Where are you going? HEB.
HEB.
Just going to HEB. It's not a big deal, right?
No, that's how we roll. 712 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. What did you think of your games last night? And would you describe them as booty? Would you describe them as stinky booty?
I'm not even going to call it stinky booty. I'm just going to call them...
Oh, those games were stinky booty.
I'm calling them both pancake booty.
No, well...
Unattractive. No one wants to see it. And hopefully, that girl we never see again.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say...
Or maybe she starts doing a little squats. Nice booty.
Well, by game three, they're going to need a lot of squats.
Oh, my God.
You can just replace the girl.
I think that she's got it in her, though. I think it's stinky booty because it's all you got to do. Hey, go take a bath.
See, I don't...
And you can get better.
But if you run into a girl's stinky booty, she's got more problems than just a bath. That seems like something that's going to last for quite a bit. A bath's not going to take care of it.
Mommy, why do they have stinky booty?
This is your fault, by the way. Don't blame anyone but yourself.
I'll tell you what, Rich Drake, that dude, I don't know about his booty. All I know is this. All I know is that Rich Drake has houses for you. If you're someone that's new to town and you need to rent a house, and you do need to do that, well, all you need to do is call Renters Warehouse, 713-224-RENT. They've got the houses there. This is the best place that you're going to be, with the biggest selection of homes. And if you're someone who has a home and you're thinking about renting out your home as opposed to selling it, has your house been on the market for a while and you just can't get your price? Well, guess what's going to happen? You're not getting your price. You're just not. Why don't you rent it out? People want to rent. And you know what? The nicer, the better. But it doesn't have to be. And you're like, well, my home. I just got an average size home, and I'm not sure what I'm telling you. You may be able to get unbelievable money for your house. It depends on where you are. There's so many factors involved in this. People want to rent homes here in the city. Let Renters Warehouse take care of all of that. You do absolutely nothing, but you get to pick the tenants. So Rich will bring you a bunch of people that want to rent your home, and you get to pick who it is. All you got to do is go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They would break us down and we were kind of rotating in. And they'd kick it out. They made great plays, one. A couple of times we messed up defensively. And there was a breakdown. The guy got in. We had to rotate. And then they kicked it. I think, you know, you'd have to go back, I don't know, out of 8 threes that they hit, maybe 6 of them, we had different reasons why we screwed it up. Wasn't always the same ones or the same guys or whatever. But we can correct that. We can correct everything. And we can correct our energy and we can correct the necessary focus that we need to have. And, you know, you get lulled into a sleep. You think this stuff's easy. It's not easy. It's the NBA. It's semifinals. It's not easy. And we kind of got, we lulled into it. And we paid for it.
Yeah, they weren't. I don't know if I buy Charles. Did you watch after the post game?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just you underestimate your opponent, and you just think, Ernie, you just think that you're going to beat them, and you don't come out and win.
Eh, I don't know. I thought they were just outplayed.
Yeah, I didn't sense a lack of. Maybe D'Antoni can speak to it more than I can, but I thought the Jazz just had a better game plan early, and they're. Their ability to run everything to Donovan Mitchell early got them off to a good start, and they got going. But even if we believe what Charles and D'Antoni said about the energy and just underestimating, D'Antoni didn't say that because a coach will never say that. He just said correct their energy. What have the Rockets done that they need to go into a game 2 of a Western Conference semifinal underestimating their opponent? I get it. You've won the first 5 against the Jazz. It's been relatively easy, but. It's not like this type of scenario where you're the number one seed is old hat. Like, we're doing this one more time. Let's try just get through the.
Sometimes you have though.
You have moments.
Sense of, you know, accomplishment when you don't deserve it, and it's quite possible they had the best record in the league. They were 5-0 against them. You know, hey, we're gonna beat them and have that confidence. I will say this, Quinn Snyder. I don't think it's enough. He may be coach of the year.
You talk about you think about what happened to that team in the offseason. They went all out to keep Gordon Hayward, and they lose him. And people thought, okay, the Jazz had a nice little resurgence under Quinn with Gordon Hayward. But now that their great white hope is gone, mm-hmm. how good can they possibly be? Well, they make a trade up to get Donovan Mitchell from Denver. Those are the two teams that swapped, and now he's going to be a perennial all-star.
Yep.
So they replace one star with another.
Although that said, he was 6-for-21.
He didn't have a good night last night, but he was a dominant figure in game in the Oklahoma City series.
He's a good player. Don't get me wrong.
And he averages about 3 point whatever assist per game because in the regular season and in the playoffs because he wasn't the point guard. He had 7, I think, at the half or in the third quarter. He didn't shoot the ball well, but he facilitated well, uh-huh. and it got him off to a good start, and everybody else got going.
Yeah, well, that's the scary thing, too. He's 6-for-21, and they win by 8. Somehow, some way, you got to be able to close out or somehow. But Joe Ingles is so athletic, it's going to be difficult to be able to run with him.
Well, I get how athletic he is, but when you're not within 8 feet of him and he's shooting jumpers wide open, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is one thing. It did. I don't think it mattered if anybody was near him or what. Dude can shoot.
Yeah, he had a step back, I think, on the switch with Capella. It was a long two, and okay, Joe Ingles is having a night. And the news is he broke the Jazz singles game postseason record for threes at 7, which is a little low. I mean, 7's a lot for one game, but I would think for a record, it would be more than that. But yeah, he had a great night, 7-9 from 3, 10-13 overall, 27 points. The leading scorer for a Jazz team who kind of did what they did to the Oklahoma City Thunder, a game where Oklahoma City took them out in game one relatively easily, and they responded in game two on the road in that series. And we know the Rockets are better than OKC, but now you got to go to a place where you got 20,000+ screaming Mormons, and they won't be nice.
Why in game you gotta? Three. Hey, is every no? I think we learned this week. Not every Jazz fan is Mormon. Every Mormon is a Jazz fan. But not every Jazz fan is Mormon. Well, we got corrected on that.
I don't think every Jazz fan is Mormon now. I think people in Louisville will probably adopt them. They don't really have a team, and Donovan Mitchell's the star of that team. So I think even what you just said isn't true, but I think every Jazz fan in Utah is a Mormon.
Every Jazz fan in Utah is Mormon. No, that's, you know what? You're racist. You're being racist
that's
now.
Not, you don't, I don't think you know what racist means.
Well, I think it's racist.
That's not racist.
It doesn't matter. If I know what it means, it is. It sounds like it actually, to me.
I'm being stereotypical. I'm not being racist.
I'm pretty sure it's racist. Mm. Okay, that's what I think. Here's something that's scary. Dante Exum matched up defensively with James Harden 22 times, the most of any Jazz player. Harden scored 2 points in those matchups.
That was noticeable.
Yep.
The struggles, and even when he got called for fouls, his ability to move his feet and frustrate James. There was a call, I think, in the fourth quarter, maybe late in the third, that could have gone either way.
Hold on, let me interrupt you just for a second. Okay, Nicole Briscoe is doing the story on the Redskins cheerleaders, which we will get to in just a second. Did you see the serious look on her face?
Yeah, it's a serious topic, John.
It's extremely serious.
And you have to use a woman to discuss the story.
She has to. Okay, Nicole, you're going to have to read this. And let me see your serious story face.
Do you think they told her to put on a, like, Nicole, we appreciate the dress you're wearing, but yeah, can you put on a jacket?
Jacket.
Because we need this to be a serious discussion.
And a turtleneck.
And a turtleneck. But it's not that cold in here.
Well,
guys.
But we're going, I need a turtleneck for you. Okay.
You think because they wanted her to wear like a modesty poncho.
How about that?
That story.
How about that? There's so many things to get to. But I'm really disturbed by this Washington Redskins story that we'll talk about.
It didn't seem like that during the pre-show stuff. You didn't seem that disturbed by it.
You can't read me.
Okay. No, but I heard what you said. I didn't have to read your reaction.
I am utterly disturbed by this Redskins story that we'll get to on the other side. Anyway, so Dante Exum, yeah, that is a little scary. If you do have a guy that can lock down on Jay, we'll see if he, I mean, I don't know if I agree with Daryl Morey that James Harden is, he's one of the great scorers in NBA history. He really, really, I mean, and that's a bit much, but it's awfully difficult. If you're big, he can run by you. If you're small, he can shoot over you. He's unbelievable how quickly he gets his shot off. And how accurate he is and all of those things and how nifty he is with the basketball. But, my Lord, I thought it was a really, really bad thing for them to lose Ricky Rubio. But if Quinn Snyder has found that Dante Exum may be the James killer. Now, it's one game. We'll see if Dante Exum can keep this up. But that was noticeable last night. James was taken bad. Now, James always takes bad shots.
Yeah.
And so you have to take every bad James shot with a grain of salt because that's what James do. But, man, when it's not going for him, it looks bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to. I'll do it anyway. When he's not playing, when the shots aren't going in, I mean, he's more proficient getting to the free throw line. But when he takes those shots, it's like, hey, look. There's young Steve Francis out there.
Yeah.
But
ooh, wow.
But obviously,
wow,
he makes those shots far more often than Steve ever did. But you watch a game where the Rock, or particularly when he's massaging the ball, and you brought up your advanced stats, and he's actually pretty good when he's dribbling the ball more. But when those shots aren't going in, when he's 9 dribbles before he takes a shot, what's the difference?
No, it's the same thing. No, I listen, before the season started, I was at I can't stand that, the isolation ball and just dribble, 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 shoot. I just can't. It's not good basketball. It's just not. Whether or not he makes it or doesn't make it, you know, sometimes it's, oh, step back and he in your face and he dribbled it through his legs three times and behind his back and woo and awesome. But it's just not good basketball. I love when they move. When they hit the third quarter, the Jazz had to call a timeout because the Rockets came up, boom, pass, boom, 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 boom. And James had a look, and a defender came over, and he got it over to Gordon, and Gordon knocked down the three. And it was – that was – and the place erupted, and the Rockets were on their roll and thought, okay, well, this is – okay, they you know, the Jazz had their time in the first half, blah, 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 and it's over. Well, the Jazz said, no, this isn't over. Anyway, but that's the good – it's like Hoosiers.
You – well – Eric Gordon is from Indiana.
Five passes. That's what I want.
Good luck with that.
I need five passes every time.
All right,
Gene. Otherwise, Gene Hackman is going to get thrown out of the game.
Somebody. Good luck with that whole, hey, James, we're going to need five passes before a shot. Good luck with that.
That's what I'm going to want to see.
Well.
Otherwise, I got my team's on the floor. But there's only four of them out there, Coach. My team's on the floor.
Could you imagine James playing under Gene Hackman in that movie?
James would be like...
Are you going to put the guy who underhands three free throws in the game before me? Would James, who would be, if the Rockets are Hoosiers, who's the kid with the really drunk dad? Who's Dennis Hopper? Who's the kid with Dennis Hopper as a dad?
He was a big, strong, it was PJ Tucker.
You think, okay.
All right. He was the big, strong kid, wasn't he? Grabbing rebounds, and he was the enforcer. He got thrown into the, didn't he get thrown into the glass? And then we had to stop, and we had the big melee. I think so. That would be PJ Tucker.
I'd have to rewatch Hoosiers. Yeah. I don't know if I would put PJ Tucker along with his dad being Dennis Hopper.
I don't know. Well, you're the one that asked.
Well, you have seen it probably more than anyone here.
Well,
and by here, I mean myself and Tyler.
I want five passes.
You're not going to get five passes.
Five passes.
You're not. No.
Yep.
James ain't going to pass the ball five times.
Yeah.
I got to dribble 10 times and put up a jumper.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Do you think Gene Hackman would put up with that crap? Mike D'Antoni, put your foot down.
MVP.
MVP. Where's Thundersticks, Lance, to defend James here?
Yeah.
Where's Thundersticks? Actually, he texted me at that first segment. I'm taking my kids to school, guys.
Well, you kept mentioning dirty booty, so.
No, I didn't. I just mentioned it once. You said it over and over again. No, dirty. I only mentioned once that you can take a bath. That's all.
Stinky booty, you said multiple times. You did say that multiple times.
What I'm trying to say right now, what I'm talking about right now is Allied Siding and Windows, Leonard Courtright's company. Look, you have to upgrade your home. Otherwise, you ain't selling it. It ain't going anywhere. If you're trying to sell, if you ever tried to sell your home, if you haven't, I did. Guess what you have to do? Wow, I got to do that, and I got to do that, and I got to, oh, wow. I got to do all of these things before I can sell it because it ain't selling. Well, if you're siding a shingot right now, well, I'm telling you, Leonard Courtright can fix that for you. After the storm, Leonard was unbelievable. Not only did he help everybody with the outdoor, but he helped on the inside of their homes as well, helping them extract that water, helping them to rebuild. He was doing this. I'm telling you, he was one of the heroes out there, just getting people back in their homes as quickly as possible and doing an unbelievable job. And the thing about Leonard is, he says, "Listen, I'll give you my if you're going to use my company, I'm going to give you my cell phone. If everything isn't perfect, you can call me anytime." You can get 100% financing with zero down. Now that's awfully important because there are companies that have made you put down a deposit before, or we want you to pay half up front, and then they go out of business. 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. You got the James Hardy plank, trim, and overhangs for just $150 a month right now. It's unbelievable. All you got to do is call 713-WINDOWS, 30-second call, sets up a 30-minute meeting. You get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. 713-WINDOWS, 100% financing, as I mentioned, and zero down and zero interest for 18 months. Windows, Allied Siding and Windows is affordable, local, reliable Allied Siding and Windows. I'm a dude.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to hang here. Whatever you want to talk about, and you're more than welcome to get your, I mean, it's obviously it's one game and it's only 32 games, so you can't make any assessments of the Astros. It is one-fifth of the season. It's about one-fifth of this baseball season, and it's not a big enough sample size to panic. No one is panicking. No one's head is exploding.
If we read,
whenever my head will explode soon.
Whenever your article is published on SportsMap, will it sound or read like panic, or do you have calm, reasoned opinions of what the Astros should do?
I think it is reasoned.
Okay.
Okay. I begin it because I think I'm howling at the moon. I am. I don't know what's the expression when it's all falling on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the truth,
and it is up there right now. If you want to see John, please for Kyle.
I'm
Tucker,
pleading
for Kyle Tucker to be up. Yeah. You can read that on SportsMap or just listen to the show because I'm sure he's about to get into it.
Well, you've heard the argument before. I mean, but it's getting to the point right now where, okay, I know it's baseball, but. Other teams make moves. I don't know if you saw, but the Yankees brought up Gleyber Torres. You know what? He was in the same situation, the same exact situation that Kyle Tucker is in. He's a good hitter, and they got the extra year. Okay, everybody, you don't have to wait till mid-June to get that extra year of arbitration. If they're not on the 40-man roster, this is something that baseball has put in for young players to get up in a hurry. Otherwise, you would wait and not bring them up. But young, good players, you can bring up in a hurry because they don't even have to be. They were drafted and don't even have to be on the 40-man yet. And if they're not on the 40-man yet, you can bring them up just after April. I believe April 22nd was the date. And after April 22nd, it's what the Cubs did with Chris Bryant, and he helped them go on to win big. It's what the Dodgers did last year with Cody Bellinger, and he went on to help them win big. It's what the Yankees did with Gleyber Torres this year, and he, in their mind, hopefully, guess what? That dude can rake. That dude is good. And at the bottom, because the bottom of their order, the Yankees order, sucks. The bottom of the Yankees order is pedestrian. Now, Bird isn't there because of the injury, so that has hurt. And when you're replacing Greg Bird with Neil Walker, that's a problem.
Which one of those is a golfer?
Neither of them. They're both white guys, but not every white guy is a golfer.
Don't they do that in their spare time no matter what?
Well, maybe. Yeah. I will retract that.
Yeah, what do you mean not every white guy is a golfer?
Okay,
every white guy with the means plays golf.
Well, I retract that. Okay,
do it professionally.
But primarily they're baseball players, okay. Those two guys. So you can do it. And Astros, I don't know if you noticed, your team right now sucks offensively. Sucks. If you go back and look at all of the, and I looked at Garrett Cole starts and Verlander starts and even Keuchel starts. You know, we all think Keuchel sucks. Keuchel gave up three. He had a quality start last night.
Yeah, and he's now 1-5 on the year. And not all of that is his fault.
No. And if you look at his first four starts, three runs, one run, three runs, two runs. Okay. He had a 3.52 earned run average, and he was 0-3. Those are other pitchers in other parks are like 3.52. You know what? That's an above average. That's above average in the league ERA, and yet he's 0-3, and now 1-5.
Do you want to hear what he attributes that to?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going through one of those phases where we don't get a break. We don't get a another break. Mistake pitch by me in the first. Just that was just all it took. So disappointing, but at the same time, we're right there. So it's not like we're getting blown out or anything.
Disappointed Dallas.
There's disappointed Dallas. Oh, my God. He's going to go on a run of 17 straight starts where he's really disappointed. Here's the thing, though. When Stanton hit that first inning homer, by the way, that's such a cheapie. That only in Minute Maid and Yankee Stadium is that a home run. But because that, by the way, everybody thinks that the Crawford boxes are the cheap home runs. Uh-uh. You actually got to get the ball in the air.
It's the bullpen.
It's the right field corner. Yeah. That right field corner is not as bad as Yankee Stadium. That's terrible. But that was a double in most every other park in baseball. But as soon as Stanton hit that, honestly,
you thought the game was
over. The game was over. No, I didn't think the game was over. You were not hitting. And oh, by the way, Luis Severino's first ever complete game shutout.
Happened against the Astros?
Against the Astros.
Everybody gets healthy against the Astros.
Good Lord.
Aaron Boone had a good talk with Stanton, apparently. Before the game, he saw a slugger slumping and thought to himself, I need to go talk to that guy. And he hits two home runs. Does AJ need to have a conversation with the entire team?
You don't think AJ talks to the team ever?
Not like Aaron Boone does, apparently.
No.
Aaron Boone said, my guy is struggling. Let me go talk to him. And he hits two home runs. What is AJ doing to help his team? Maybe AJ needs a talking to from Jeff Luhnow.
How many of those 10 games where that Charlie mentioned where it was one or zero runs, how many of those were at home?
I can't tell you that. I looked them all up. I can, well. I would have to do that in a break. Then they do it home and road. They can suck home and road. They were at Texas. They scored one run. They were at Minnesota. They scored one run. They were at Seattle. They scored one run.
Home to San Diego. They scored one run.
Yeah.
And they scored one run twice. They just happened to win one. They lost 4-1 with McCullers on the mound, and then one on Saturday the next night, 1-0. So it happens home and away.
Yeah. No, they don't discriminate against road one run games. Or shutouts. Man, oh, man, oh, man. But, yeah, no, now this is the Angels. They've got shut out. Oakland, they got one run. And this homestand, four times.
We talk a lot about the energy at Rockets games because the fans don't get there early. But once the game is going, the energy seems to pick up. What's the energy like at an Astros game when you're in the sixth inning, you've got three hits and you're being shut out? I mean, it's
kind of feel like it's not all that
different because it's baseball. No one really gets excited.
Yeah, people get excited.
Are you sure?
Were you there for game one of this series?
No.
2-1 game where the Astros
and
Ken Giles came in and struck out the side?
Why would I be there for
Were you there?
No, I was at home watching.
Oh, I was there. It was electric.
It was it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, electric?
No, electric.
I don't know if I buy that.
That's a word I'd use.
You would use it.
All right, 744 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. Come on in. I know you got thoughts on the booty night. That's what we're calling it.
That's what you're calling
booty
it.
Booty night in Houston.
No, that doesn't. Booty night by itself doesn't make it bad. You got to go stinky booty night in Houston.
Yeah, you got to add the descriptor.
The kids are on their way to school.
Well, you've already said booty.
No, they weren't on their way to school at 7 o'clock.
So you
now they're on their way to school.
You got to call it stinky. March 2nd was Stinky Booty Night in Houston.
It was Stinky Booty Night, that's for sure.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What?
we were discussing all the Cowboys who have gone on TV after, you know, playing for that crappy franchise. And we were just thinking, what if Andre Johnson became an analyst? Great catch. What did you say? Hoffman's great catch.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Can I tell you? Now, Jason Witten's on ESPN. Rome was on CBS. Aikman on Fox. We need Andre. He and James Harden?
I don't care that he may look like Joe Johnson. Well,
can you find an old Andre Johnson?
He sounds like Johnson. Harden. Watch Andre stack the corner. What did you just say? DeAndre stack the corner. Did you just say DeAndre stack the corner?
Pick up the block. What?
That's clearly what I
picked up the
said.
Block?
Yeah.
What? The play-by-play guy the whole time began, what?
Great adjustment on that throw. What did you just say? Great adjustment on that throw. Great adjustment on that throw.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. Nice call, Andre.
So I guess maybe. Maybe not Andre,
but.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think Andre knows. Maybe Andre doesn't have any interest.
What about Steve McKinney? Let's throw some shade.
That'll be today at.
We're throwing shade today?
Yeah, 10:30. We're throwing shade.
I'm going to throw shade at Luno.
Oh, well, you did that in your article.
I know. I'm coming after him. All right.
Have you won a World Series ring, John?
Do you have a ring? Where's your ring? How many times did I hear that last week?
If the Astros keep hitting the way they're hitting, I think people will stop doing that and get on your side.
No. I've had a lot less of that now these last few days. A lot less of that.
Having the Yankees coming into town and shut you out two nights in a row?
And by the way, they scored 43 runs in a 5-game, 2 in Seattle and then 3 against the White Sox. 43 of their runs, that was over 8 per game, about 8.5 per game. And the rest of the game's 4. And there are more. They've got about 10 games this year where they scored a bunch of runs. And it's feast or famine. This is truly a feast or famine team. But wait, we missed out an opportunity. We told everyone we were going to talk about this Washington Redskins story. And it's a big deal. Apparently, they're alleging right now that the Washington Redskins are actually now a pimp service. In 2013, they took the cheerleaders down to Costa Rica, to Occidental Gran Papagayo Resort.
Tyler knows all about Costa Rica.
You do? Oh, yeah, you were there.
I went there earlier this year.
Yeah. Did you see any cheerleaders?
Did you stay in a motel like the Ozarks?
No.
No, okay.
I did not stay. I don't know where that one was that you mentioned, but.
What?
The one that they were at. I think that's. That's more of a hedonistic resort.
Yeah, it's an adult only. Yeah. And I think, yeah, probably a little bit of that stuff going on there. So they took the Redskin cheerleaders down there, and they did a photo shoot, some topless photos and body paint on a lot of the cheerleaders. And which is fine, although they didn't use any of the topless photos in the calendar.
Because you can't. It's not Playboy.
Right.
It's for the Redskins.
Well, and yeah, you got to have a little bit of class. Although it's a Daniel Snyder team. So
what I found classy was it's a private resort, only for adults. But what the Redskins did do for that photo shoot was invite male clients down there to watch.
Sponsors, suite holders. And they got to actually watch while the girls were posing topless and in body paint. That's enough. But the story gets even better.
You may call it better.
Apparently they had 9 sponsors, and they each chose, while they were watching the cheerleaders pose topless and in body paint, they each got to choose one that would be their escort for the night. So the 36 cheerleaders, 9 were chosen. Apparently the other 27, some of them were upset, maybe because they didn't get picked.
Maybe because their friends were pimped out to...
Or maybe.
You think they were jealous of the opportunity? Or the lack of opportunity in their eyes to go meet random guys and hang out with them?
Maybe if they maybe lost a couple of pounds. We'll maybe see. They would have gotten chosen.
I knew this is where this
know.
Is going.
That's all I'm saying.
The nine that got picked weren't the Uggos. Is that what you're saying?
So they felt bad about themselves. So they did say that they were upset. I'm just not sure why they were upset. I think because they didn't get picked. But they had to go out clubbing with the guys.
Did we mention that once they got to Costa Rica, their passports were taken away by the Redskins?
There was that thing. Why would you take the girls? All right, give us your passports, girls.
Why?
What?
Why do we need Oh, it's just because we, oh, you want us to be honest? Because we don't want you leaving after we make you really uncomfortable. We don't want you taking a flight back to the States.
Mm-hmm. So they went out and they had to escort, quote unquote, the gentlemen who were on the trip. Their participation did not involve sex, the cheerleaders said, but they felt as if the arrangements about amounted to pimping us out. What bothered them was their team's director demand that they go as sex symbols to please male sponsors, which they did not believe should be part of their job. Let's stop right there. They're NFL cheerleaders. Has anyone ever seen an NFL cheerleader?
Yeah.
Has anyone seen the outfits that they wear? Is it really, do they really think that they shouldn't be looked at as sex symbols?
On the field, while they're dancing and gyrating, they can be considered sex symbols because it's their art.
But in
a private setting, they shouldn't be used as sex symbols with just individual men.
So now only during the 3 hours from kickoff to the end of the game?
That's
from tip to end?
As Clint Capella would say. Yes, pause. Yes, but that's a performance art, what they're doing, they're dancing. When you're just around random dudes and asked or
performance
made.
Art? Yes, performance art?
The dancing.
Is that what it is?
Performance art. They're put, routines are being done.
So we shouldn't ever look at them sexual. We should never admire their bodies.
No.
Which are scantily clad.
Well, it depends on who's running the organization. Some are more scantily clad than others.
Have you seen NFL cheerleaders? I was on the sideline for every NFL
and
game
isn't there like,
that the Texans played for 5 years. They're scantily clad.
What I'm saying is there are levels. Some are more scantily clad than others.
Hmm.
I don't think the Texans are the most scantily clad
Ooh,
of them all.
Seen them on Military Appreciation Day?
Ever seen them at Christmas? Here's the difference with the Texas cheerleaders is you close the roof has never been opened ever after that Pittsburgh game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always warm in there. Like the Bills cheerleaders, not scantily clad in December.
Well, unless they want them to get hypothermia.
Well, but they do make them wear those tight yoga pants. And they are, by the way, they are freezing. But they can't dress as scantily. You would be surprised where the Texans rank on this list.
I would be, considering their conservative nature. At least up top, their conservative nature.
Their tops aren't that conservative.
I wasn't referring to the actual cheerleaders. I meant the executives
and how they
run their business.
Well, I will say, there has never, I don't know, you're high up in the press box. Yeah, they're scantily clad. Okay.
I just think
it's for a reason. They're sex symbols.
I just think they're future school teachers just trying to make some money. That's all. Stephanie Jajokin, who is the longtime director and choreographer for the Redskins, she refuses and she disputes these claims. I was not forcing anyone to go at all. I'm the mama bear and I really look out for everybody, not just the cheerleaders. It's a big family. We respect each other and our craft. It's such a supportive environment for these ladies. Now, the cheerleaders who were made to or asked to escort those clients, the nine of them said, this woman, the mama bear, was not there, but male executives were there for the Redskins.
Tony Wiley?
No.
Where was Tony Wiley?
Tony Wiley, the former, I don't know what his title was here in Houston, was not mentioned in the article.
He wasn't?
No.
Damn it. Well, how about this, though? In 2012, they had a team bonding party. As a wild gathering, it was called, where men shot liquor into the cheerleaders' mouths with turkey basters. Below the deck, men handed out cash prizes in twerking contests. No cheerleaders claimed that they were touched inappropriately, and the two team captains said the trip was pleasant. One added, they were all adults and got out of the experience what they wanted to get out of
it. So a year later, they just had a bad batch of cheerleaders who just like to whine and complain, apparently. Because the year before, things went fine.
Millennials. 2012?
Baby boomers? What do you mean? They were millennials in 2012, too. It's not like the cheerleading age dropped by 8 years the next season.
I don't know. Little whiny biz notches is what they were in 2013.
See, this is as close as we're going to get to what he said before the show. Because it was along the lines of, you know, whiny biz notches.
That's all I'm saying. 2012? All right. Turkey basters.
How many cheerleaders do you think went on the Vikings boat party?
Oh, I don't think those were those quote unquote cheerleaders.
Well, maybe invited some cheerleaders.
They were paid differently. No, they were not cheerleaders.
The rub of this story, not making a joke there, was these cheerleaders were not paid for their trip. I mean, they had room and board and all that type of stuff, but they weren't actually
getting... Did they get to go for free to Costa Rica? Did you have to pay for your trip to Costa Rica, Tyler?
He's
Did you have to pay for your trip to Costa Rica?
Yes, I
did. Okay, they didn't have to pay.
I didn't say they had to pay. I said they weren't paid for the photo shoot.
Would that have been pimping them out then?
Not for the meeting with the
well,
client.
Let's make no mistake.
I said for the photo shoot they were not paid.
Well, let's make no mistake about this. They did not. The Redskins did not want to be accused of pimping the girls out by paying them to be escorts.
No, now, paying them to be cheerleaders in a photo shoot is what I'm talking about. They weren't paid for that.
Well, they got a trip. Okay. Have you ever gotten any scholarship money?
No.
Okay. Well, when you get scholarship money, you don't get paid to play football. What you get is scholarship money. And you get to travel for free all across the country.
But these girls didn't get scholarship money.
Well, they got to travel for free.
To Costa Rica and have their passports taken away.
You're damn right. And they got to go out to clubs. I'm sure they didn't have to pick up any drinks.
I guess you're probably right about that. They probably didn't have to pay for the drinks. The old men who were ogling them did.
Did they pass out all those topless photos of them to the sponsors?
I hope so.
Or maybe even players, too.
If you're going to pay all that money, don't you think you should get something out of it? Some kind of a remembrance?
The views and thoughts of John Granato do not reflect the thoughts of Del Olale. But some of you may feel like, John, I'm not one of them. I don't think it's that funny, John. I wouldn't call
No one's saying it's funny.
And I wouldn't.
No one's saying this is a funny story.
And I wouldn't refer to the 2013 cheerleaders as whiny biznotches either.
I don't know.
That's a John thing, not me.
No, I was just saying. That's what people are thinking. Not me.
Who are you speaking for if the people are thinking that?
That's what the many people think that they were whiny.
All right, Jerome Solomon. Okay.
Many people think they were whiny biznotches. Not me.
I wish he would write that story. And many people close to the Redskins cheerleaders think they're whiny biznotches.
Many people think that. Okay. And if you're on Twitter and you think they were whiny biznotches, okay, tweet us. Okay.
Chase agrees with you. He says when he used to work for the Texans and he was on the sidelines, there wasn't much left in the imagination.
No. And by the way, to think that you're being used as a sex symbol, okay.
They don't mind it when they're dancing.
They don't mind it then, but.
I can't finish my sentence. They don't mind it when they're dancing for 60 plus thousand people, but for individuals in a non-cheerleading environment, they don't like it. They have signed up to dance in front of guys in almost less than nothing, in front of 60,000 people. But for individuals, that's a problem.
Tongue Dark Chris says John Granato speaks for me.
I'm sure he does when your name is Tongue Dark Chris.
8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, 801-713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? Or, you know, baseball or basketball, you're more than welcome to come in right here.
John's got Thrive Drip.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not on my list because Tyler forgot it.
He came in and told you.
I know you told me, but how long ago was that? That was years ago. Hey, listen, let's talk about, not myself. Actually, I am myself today. I feel pretty damn good today. But here's one of the reasons why I feel good no matter what. It doesn't matter. Listen, you know, I'm not saying go out and get just stinky drunk. What I'm saying is, even if you just have a couple of drinks, then you're not going to feel yourself the next day. You're just not. Take a couple of these capsules and before you go to bed, Thrive Plus, it's called Thrive Plus. You take a couple of these capsules and you're going to feel better the next day. These guys were on Shark Tank. That's how good this is. You don't get on. There's like thousands and thousands of people and tens actually make it onto the television show. And that's how good this product is. It works by giving your liver the enzymes it needs to break alcohol down and other toxic byproducts. So you're going to feel good. Your liver is going to say, thank you. Thank you for these enzymes that I needed because you were destroying those enzymes with the alcohol. Ask any doctor about what alcohol does to your liver, and you're going to be amazed, and you're going to thank Thrive Plus for getting this job done for you, breaking down those enzymes. It's simple. It's about $3 a dose. It's a no-brainer. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. It's inexpensive, and it helps you out the next day. DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
The
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.